Hi guys, welcome to the Governorly Experience, where we'll talk about issues people would not want to talk about, hidden secrets people will kill to bury, and of course, valuable truths to live a good life. I am your host, Governorly, and guess what today is? Of course, I know you'd guess it right. Today is a good day. Yes, so I want to apologize for keeping you guys waiting. I know I've announced that I'm going to drop an episode, I think 2 weeks back, but then I was not able to record, and I am really, really sorry. I've been dealing with a few things I needed to sort out in the past few weeks, and that is why I have not been able to record. So, guys, I am here for you now, and you know, you can jump on this episode and listen to this episode, because I know the title is already bringing controversies. And on this episode of the podcast, I want to ask one key question, and the question remains, and the question is: are relationships really overrated, right? Because in the past few months, I've been seeing a lot of people, especially on my WhatsApp, on my contact list, post on their status, and then they'll be like, oh, fuck relationship, or they'll be like, oh, I wake up today, I don't see person who could post me, or someone will be like, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I don't need a guy, I don't need a lady, I'm a man, I'm on my own and stuff like that. And people are really validating the fact that they don't actually need to be in a relationship, and this is making me feel like this set of people think relationships are overrated. Also, we have the set of people that try to model other people's relationship, and then they'll be like, oh God, when, and stuff like that. And then you see the likes of Davido and Chioma being modeled into what some people want as their ideal relationship goals and stuff like that. And while a lot of these things are happening, we have other relationships that are breaking up. I mean, just like I mentioned, the likes of Davido and Chioma, a lot of people have modeled their relationship into what they want to be an ideal thing for them. Right, you imagine you modeling two of them as your ideal relationship, and then you are while you are still alive, they are breaking apart, and they have a son for each other, and with all the whole assurance, and if water carry me, they go and stuff like that, far away. So guys, on this episode of the podcast, I will be addressing facts, and I will be showing you guys what you should think or what you should do in relationships, or how should I say, I'll be giving you practical experiences, just like this podcast says, the Governorly Experience. I'll be taking you guys through practical experience to weigh if relationships are really, really overrated, or they are not overrated, or they are just there. So it's a conclusion you would have to make on your own, right? But then I will be tabling the facts like I used to do, and you know, chill out, relax, sip that wine, drink that juice, and you know, chill out. I'll be right back. I asked myself, what is a perfect relationship? And the only thing that kept popping in my mind was, nobody is perfect. And after reminiscing for a while, then I discovered that as humans that we are, you really can't give what you don't have. If you're asking me to give you 5 million naira and I have just 100k in my account, how can I give you 5 million naira? Because it is practically impossible, right? So, since nobody is perfect, it means you can't give what you don't have. And if you can't give what you don't have, then you can't build a perfect relationship. And honestly, should I say ideally, there's no perfect relationship. No matter how you look at it, there will always be some sort of flops, or should I say some sort of underlying disagreements that you may not even necessarily see. But then, no relationship is perfect, no matter how perfect it appears to be. No relationship is truly perfect. And this takes us back to the fundamentals of why you go into a relationship in the first instance. And for some relationships, they may not be perfect, but their closeness to perfection is, let's say, 98 over 100. Those are the kind of relationships you see that they are doing really well, and they are standing the test of time, and they are putting in that effort towards being better for each other, right? But although they have their own downtimes, they have their own problems too, but then they appear perfect, and then they have a way, or should I say, they always find a way to solve their issues and make it seem as if it is perfect. And as well, they are the guys that are not even close to perfection at all. Then you see the guys that score, let's say, 5 over 100, 10 over 100, 15 over 100 in a relationship. If you have to score them by, okay, let's give them marks for these things they are doing. And I kid you not, this is just the pure truth. This is how it happens, right? For others, they try their best to make sure they are giving the best to their partner and then treating their partners in the best way they can. And if the partner reciprocates, then these guys are close to perfection. But in a case where one partner is trying so hard and then the other partner is just being a he-goat or a she-goat, or in the cases where two of them are just nonchalant, right? So relationships are not perfect. The first example I mentioned, it is not a perfect relationship, right? And this second one too is not even a perfect relationship. But relationships are always what you churn out of them, is always what you make out of them, right? And I'll be talking about the fundamentals of relationships right now. I mean, what the practical fundamentals we all see, the underlines, or should I say, the underlays of what we see as a typical relationship in this part of the world, in this part of Africa, in Nigeria, people around you, your friends and stuff like that. So stay with me and I'll be right back. How does the average person approach a relationship in this part of the world, in Nigeria, in Lagos, in Abuja, in Port Harcourt, in Asaba, in Kano, in Bauchi, in Ibadan, in Ilorin, in Abeokuta? How does the average young person approach a relationship? Right, so I'm going to start from the ladies, because ladies first, right? So go online, go on, check on your contact list, check everywhere, check, go around. You would understand that a lot of ladies have, should I say, they've made money, should I say, they've termed money as the base of a relationship. They've termed finance as the base of a relationship. And while I was even thinking about recording this podcast, I decided to record one podcast before I recorded this, but then I'm still going to record that one. So I'm not going to drop the name, but because of this particular issue I'm trying to meddle into, right? So like I said, a lot of young women out there see relationships as, I don't know, as a finance opportunity, or as an opportunity to get salary from wherever it is they want to get their salary from, or from whomever's child they want to get their salary from. And because of that, it has really affected a lot of the values we place in relationships. And going to the counterparts, which are the guys, right? A lot of guys right now, from what I see, because everything I'm saying here are based on what I see, right? And then I am not generalizing. You need to understand that I am not trying to generalize, but then I'm trying to pick out the majority, or what is actually glaring, or what everybody can see. And I'm very sure that you guys can agree with me that a lot of guys right now are not really into the relationship thingy, right? They just want to have sex and move on with their life. Just very few want to keep up with that relationship and be like, oh yes, this is my girlfriend and stuff like that, and avoid totally having something to do with other women, right? just a lot of guys, just a few guys are ready to like go to the extreme and keep in a relationship, right? But what is causing these fundamental issues is, if you have had a bad experience with a lady that wants your money as a guy, then your next target is, oh, since you can't really find love, then let's just do the sex. And that is what results in the mayhem. That's what resulted in the mayhem we are having right now. And because of one bad experience, because of one or two bad experiences, you decide to go all out to say, oh, I am not really interested in this because of the experience you've had. It's just like saying all men are scum because you dated one or two scums that you refer to as all men, right? But while still tackling these fundamentals, right, I want you to understand that these issues are really important, and these are one of the things that you need to look at before even going into a relationship. You need to understand the basis of you wanting to be with that person. You need to understand the basis of you wanting to be with that lady, with that guy. For example, now, if I am a woman and I want to date a guy, right? I mean, the typical Nigerian woman right now, then you probably looking at, oh, what kind of phone does he use? Does he drive a car? What is his lifestyle? What's his typical lifestyle like? Can he afford to spend on me? Can he afford to buy me stuff when I want? Can he afford to throw a lavish birthday party for me? Can he afford to do all these things, right? And then for the guys, they'll be like, oh, she should get breast, she should get big bum bum, she should get vibes. Is she a fine girl? You understand that kind of thing? Then can she really perform? Can she do what I ask her to do and stuff like that? And these issues on both ends, they are really, how would I put it? They are interwoven in the sense that a lot of issues result from these two underlying factors that I just mentioned. So the factors from the guys and then the factors from the women. So these two underlying factors are resulting into other factors that are interwoven or interconnected, but people do not pay attention to the origin of where these things come from. But when they begin to have these problems, they just term it as, oh, it's a problem, and then they try to leave the relationship, where in actual fact they were transactional from the start of the relationship, right? So if you are a lady and then you want to go into a relationship because of, say, money, or you want to go into a relationship because of, say, you want to be with a guy that can afford to spend on you, or you want to be with a guy that can afford to lavish, or you want to be with a guy that can afford to, right now, even if it's not the money, you want to be with a guy that can afford to go down and go with you there, right? So it is transactionary from the start. And you need to understand that you were trying to be transactional from the start. You were not approaching the relationship with that plain mind. You were not approaching the relationship because you really want companionship, which is the essence of relationship. That's why you see a guy that is spending money on you and buying you stuff. That's why you see guys like that wanting to exercise control or power over your whereabouts, or control or power over the activities or the kind of people you can even move with. Because you need to understand that if you try to be transactional with these things, right, you are proposing a leverage to your partner. So I'm talking about the ladies now. You're proposing a leverage to your partner. Say you're proposing a leverage to the guy. Because of course, if you are transactional from the beginning, he also needs to have something to feed his ego on, right? For example, now you're asking him for money, he's giving you. So what does he stand to gain? Is he the authority exercise over you, or is it the fulfillment he derives when you guys go down or something, or is he having to show you off, or is he having to flaunt you or something like that, right? But I want you to understand that being transactional has its own downlines, and as humans that we are, once you plant a mango seed, then you get a mango tree, right? You can't plant a mango seed and then expect to get the African star apple, which is the agbalumo. It is not possible at all, because you can't root your relationship on finances and then expect to have and expect to be like Bonnie and Clyde or Romeo and Juliet. It's really not possible. And now to the guys, yes. So you want to go into a relationship, right? And you see a fine woman. Yes, yeah, she's fine, she's beautiful, she's your spec. If you are the boobs kind of person, okay, she's physically your spec. And because she's physically your spec, you fail to identify a lot of other factors that might result to your compatibility. I mean, you being compatible with this woman, you decided to overlook those facts and you decided to go ahead and, okay, ask her out and stuff, because this is what is happening. A lot of guys are attracted to what they see, and because of what they see, they just lose their sense in the first instance, and then they call it love at first sight, right? I don't even want to talk about this, because I'm a guy, and of course everybody is guilty of these things. And sometimes what I do for myself is, once I realize, oh, I like this guy and I like this lady and she's physically attracted to me, and I try to evaluate the circumstances behind what I am feeling, and I realize that, oh, I might be making a mistake, I just snap out of it. But a lot of guys don't realize this, and then they go ahead to jump into what they needn't jump into, or what they shouldn't jump into. You understand? The basis of relationship, I mean the foundation, I'm not trying to sound like a pastor right now, but then the foundation is not really ideal, and it is not, it's just like you saying you want to be a doctor, and then you go to school and then you're studying business administration. Are you normal? You understand that kind of thing, right? So that is just it on the basic. And I've been able to talk about the fundamentals, right? What fundamentals are affecting our society today? What fundamentals are really putting us in that light? What fundamentals are affecting the relationships between your friend and your boyfriend, the relationship between you and your own boyfriend, or you and your own girlfriend, and other stuff like that? And so I'm going to move on to tell you why it is even good to be in a bad relationship. Probably experience what it feels like to be in the wrong relationship one or two times. It's really, really good for you as a person, because I've said this thing in the past and I want you to listen to it again. I've thought about this so many times, and I've realized that while we were growing up, while we started going into relationships, even as young teenagers, right? A lot of us delved into the relationship thingy because of peer pressure, or should I say because of what we saw as the norms at that period in time. So a lot of us thought that, oh, it is actually normal for you to start looking for your boyfriend or your girlfriend when you have attained a certain age. And if you have not started doing that, then you have not fulfilled what you need to have fulfilled at that point in time. Because it is, I think you guys can agree with me that a lot of us did not start taking relationships serious because we felt we needed attention. But then, because of what our friends were doing, it's because of what we were seeing on TV, it's because of what our favorite celebrities are doing, that is why we started delving into relationships in the first instance. And this has resulted into bad experiences for a lot of us. Imagine putting two amateurs together to play a football match, right? It will be boring, and then there will be problems, and there will be so many fouls and stuff like that, because they do not really understand what they want, or should I say they do not really understand what it takes to build a good relationship. Yes, a good relationship, right? And all these experiences we have had have shaped us into who we are now. And I used to say this a lot of time. I used to reiterate it in my podcast episode. I used to say when I have the chance that as an individual, as a guy, as a lady, as a young lady, even if you don't know what you want in a relationship, for now, start thinking about things you do not like in a relationship. Because fine, I think it's even more difficult to figure out what you want in a relationship. Because you may not know what you want all the time. And because we are growing up, we are evolving, we are being exposed to so many things. And then we discover that, oh, you like this thing before and then you don't like it again. Or you don't like this thing before and now you feel this is the ideal thing for you. Right. But one thing I propose you people should always do, one thing I propose that you guys and girls should always do is you should understand what you do not want in a partner. Right. And you should start from the basics. I mean, from the fundamentals. Right. So as a woman, as a man, as a grown up person that you are, right, what are the things you feel you would not want in a relationship? So it's actually easier to pinpoint what you do not want than start to look for what you want in a relationship, because it helps you save the stress of trying to picture your ideal person. Because as I said, we change and then we evolve and then we even like or we accept things as we go out, as we get exposed, we accept so many things as our norms, and they affect our beliefs and our fundamentals, because our fundamentals can change, right? So it is actually best to pinpoint things that you would not like in a partner. For example, I don't like a partner that cheats. I don't like a partner that snores while in bed. I don't like a partner that doesn't say sorry when he needs to say sorry. Right? These are examples of things you can pinpoint in a partner. And as a person, you may not know who's best for you, but then once you start to go out with someone and you see that, oh, he doesn't exhibit things that you don't like, then you know, okay, you have crossed a safe limit. But when it starts to exhibit things that you do not like, then you know that is a red flag. You understand? So I'll be back. We all need to experience a bad relationship at least once in our lives, so that we can actually garner the experience we need, or even at least so that you can figure out the things that we do not want in a relationship, right? Because we never can tell what, or should I say, a lot of us do not know, or should I say, a lot of us will not know what we can't take until it is presented to us. The first time I was giving mayonnaise to eat as a kid, I thought I would like mayonnaise, but the first time they gave me mayonnaise to eat, I almost vomited my intestine, because I did not know I will not like mayonnaise until I smelt. Is that even a word? Until I perceived the smell of mayonnaise. I won't even call it aroma, because when I perceived it the first time, it is not aroma at all, because it made me want to puke. And that is it. That's what happens to a lot of us. And bad relationship teaches us when to say no, because for example, now you don't know what you want until you are in a relationship that tries to challenge your fundamentals, right? So as a lady, you don't want sex before marriage, and then you know this guy is asking for sex. He's asking for sex from you, that, oh, I want to have sex with you because you're my girlfriend and stuff. But your own fundamental says you don't want sex before marriage, right? So that should be a basis for you to select a partner, because you would need to look for a partner that won't want sex before marriage as well. You understand that? So that is knowing something that you don't want in a relationship, right? And of course, it helps you get a reality check of what love is, because just like life, love doesn't always go the way you want it to be. Not everybody is Bonnie and Clyde. Not everybody is Tom and... Okay, I did not mean to say Tom and Jerry, but then not everybody is... Not every relationship is as that mushy effect, because even a lot of these celebrities make it seem as if their relationship are all mushy, while in fact, they have the worst of relationships. I tell you, they have the worst. They like to cover their dirty linings in their personal space, and then they come out wearing all nice clothes and stuff, and then they behave up as if everything is all well and okay. It happens like that too. And being in a bad relationship sometimes helps you remind yourself not to settle for less, because if you have never been in a bad relationship, you may not be able to discover your standards, and you may not even be able to discover yourself. You may not be able to discover what you want. And if you don't know what you want, you won't be able to discover, or you won't be able to figure out what works for you in a relationship and what doesn't work for you in a relationship, right? So being in a bad relationship also helps you discover the importance of friends and family members and other loved ones, know what their stand is in line with your relationship, and know how to manage friendship and relationships, and how to manage your boyfriend and what your mommy wants for you in a guy and stuff like that. So all these things are important, and a lot of us overlook it. Relationships also makes us stronger. I mean, the bad ones, you come out stronger, and then you know it is all history. But all this while the relationship was going, it actually made you a better person, because you know, okay, you have done this in the past, I wronged your partner, and you realize that, okay, this is what I can do better to be a better partner to the next person. And in true sense, relationship, although it is some sort of togetherness, helps you understand the importance of being independent in its true sense. Because I kid you not, until you can fully attain happiness on your own, until you can fully be happy independently, I don't think you can be happy in a relationship. Until you can find that happiness for yourself, I don't think you can do well in a relationship. Because if you can't find happiness yourself, you will always be looking for someone to complete you. And if you are always looking for someone to complete you, it means you are always seeing yourself as incomplete. And if you are always seeing yourself as incomplete, then you are creating a problem for your partner, if not for yourself in the relationship. Because number one, you stress the partner too much, and you will appear as if you are taking more from him than he is getting from you. And honestly, he fatigue will set in, and then he or she will get tired. That's how it works. Your partners will get tired, and I don't think you want that for yourself. And also, bad relationship helps us be ready for the right person for us. Bad relationships reminds us that we all make mistakes, and then mistakes do not really make us a failure. And like I said, nobody is perfect, and the person that will have the best marriage is not the person that was a saint all through the relationship. It is the person that will learn from his mistakes and decide to become a better person from the mistake. Because of course, we have people that have cheated in the past in their relationships. We have people that have been bad partners to their partners while in a relationship. But we need to understand that all these things do not define us as individuals. All these things do not define our future, because all these things are part of our past. And we should try to move on from our past, and then try to become better persons from this experience we have had in the past. And oftentimes, the worn-out people turns out the best people to be with, because they've seen the worst of all. They understand the consequences of a lot of things, and then they will try their best not to do things to destroy what they really love, right? And penultimately, being in a bad relationship helps us get a better hold of our emotions, because you understand that, oh, this guy is not good for me. And if you don't get your emotion in check, then you end up being a nuisance in the relationship, and then you turn out a nuisance to yourself, to your family members, to your friends, or you end up disgracing your family outside in the public because of a guy or because of a girl. Bad relationships helps you, or should I say helps us, keep our emotions in check, and then they help us want to do what is right at the right time, or want to follow our head instead of our hearts, or wants to help us to be realistic and not think like we are in Hollywood movies while we are dealing with love. And last but definitely not the least, bad relationship teaches us that life moves on and there is always a silver lining at the end. No matter how bad the relationship turns out, one thing you would always take away from it is, or should I say, one thing you would always take away from those relationships are the experiences that you had. And your experiences follow you everywhere you go, because it helps you become a better person and it helps you approach your next relationship more diplomatically, because only a foolish person would not learn from his or her mistake, right? But when these things happen, you might think it's the end of the world, but time is the biggest healer and life moves on, and you need to understand that. You need to let go of what is past only to make way for better things to happen for you and the next person. And the right person will come along when you are not looking, and everything will be fine again. And until then, you need to stay strong for yourself and learn from all these experiences I have mentioned, right? So guys, having shared with you why you should be in a bad relationship at least once in your lifetime, I think it's quite important I share with you factors you should consider while trying to build maybe not necessarily a perfect relationship, but a good relationship, a relationship that will stand the test of time, considering the fact that you and your partner value the relationship and then you guys employ these principles, right? So the most important thing, any day, anytime, for keeping a relationship, whether bad or good, is communication, right? Because communication is one of the most important keys to keep in mind. Good and open communication should be one of your top goals while you are in a relationship, because talking and expressing your opinions and allowing your partner to express his or her opinions are important. And of course, communication does not mean you always talking. Listening and understanding what your boyfriend or girlfriend is saying is also important, because that's part of communication, right? Because sometimes we all know you may not agree with what your partner says, but you need to listen and, you know, keep good relations even if you do not agree to what's being said. And communication helps you guys understand each other better, and it can lead to a better and healthier relationship and to a stronger emotional bond. So like I said, communication is important and it helps you build understanding. It helps you understand each other, because if you communicate well, your partners would not necessarily need to keep a grudge. Or if you communicate well, you would not necessarily need to keep a grudge with your partner without his or her consent. For example, you just look up more money and decide to start at like a goat or a cow or a cat. Meanwhile, your partner will be asking you, how are you now? How are you doing? How's your day? I'm fine. And then on a normal day, you don't say I'm fine, you say, oh, I'm fine, baby, or I'm fine, love. And then that day you're saying I'm fine. And your partner realizes that, oh, there might be something wrong, and then he or she decides to ask, are you sure you're fine? What's wrong? And you'll be like, oh, I'm fine. And then it goes ahead to carry on his normal day to the activities. And then you're even more angry because he does not notice or he is not aware of the fact that you're not feeling fine, or you're not fine with, or whatever it is you're not fine with. But because of the Obanje mentality in your head, you expect your boyfriend or your girlfriend to be a witch or a wizard to read your mind, to know if you are angry or why you are angry. When it's not, is he or she a hacker of the mind? Of course it's not. Or should I say, of course they are not. Right. So communication. Let's say communicating when you need to communicate helps you avoid arguments when possible, and then avoiding arguments leads to you avoiding getting angry when you don't need to get angry and impatient. One other thing our generation fails to understand is forgiveness is part of building a good relationship. You need to be able to forgive
to be in a relationship, right? Because, like I said, as human beings, we are not perfect, and sometimes or oftentimes we can do things that we regret, or we can do things that will hurt our partners, and we will regret those actions. But our partners need to be willing to forgive us and give us a second chance, or a chance rather, to see if we would improve on whatever it is we are lagging behind on, or whatever it is we have done. But this generation, you guys don't forgive, and I've seen it quite a number of times. It is really hard for someone to forgive his or her partner for something and forget, because these are one of the things that destroys a relationship. For example, now you ask your partner to do something for you, and probably you forget to do it because he was busy with something that was beyond his control, and then you get angry with him, and he tries to apologize, and then he said, "Yeah, you've heard, you've forgiven him," and then probably three weeks later, he asks you to do something for him, and then you'll be like, "And when I asked you something for me, did you do for me?" Do you know what you just mentioned? We bring back memories, and those minor things that you people do, all in the name of getting back to people, can destroy a relationship when it is fouled up. Right, okay, for example, for someone like me, that is a total turn off, and I'll be like, "I thought I apologized, I thought you have forgiven me, but why are you bringing this up?" I honestly explain that I forgot, and you are bringing this up right now. Why? Because I'm asking you to do something for me. And these things are not healthy for relationships, and you need to understand that it is very important you forgive. And the next one is, you should try to give your relationship a priority, so you avoid cases whereby you need to forgive each other. But then, as much as forgiveness is important, you need to just try and give your relationship a priority so that problems will not occur. Because I can understand that we are all busy with our lives and stuff, but then we should not neglect our loved ones. We should not neglect the people important to us. So to make our bond stronger, we need to make sure we give our relationships a priority and invest time and attention, and then make our relationship look like it is a project we are undertaking, right? But as much as you are giving your relationship a priority, you need to make time for yourself as an individual person, because it is very important. No matter how much you love a person and enjoy the person's company, sometimes you just need to let go and have some time for yourself, because you need that away time from the person you love. You need that away time because it is healthy for good relationships, and you need to allow it be one of your relationship goals. You and your partner needs time to focus, think, read, and then explore individual hobbies, because if you don't do that, sometimes, or should I say, after a while, you guys can get bored of the relationship, and then the relationship can turn sour, and I'm not sure you guys will like that. This next one is really important, and I must say, of course, it is very important. So, one of the important factors that you guys need to understand about keeping healthy relationship is intimacy, because you guys need to connect on a much more deeper level than you would normally connect with your friends onto, and that is what brings intimacy to the board. Staying intimate is very important, because it is so easy to drift away from your relationships due to the fact that you are busy with your personal life, with school, with work, with whatever it is you are doing. And of course, you should avoid being too busy or overly busy. And intimacy can help you guys reconnect when you guys go adrift, or intimacy can help you guys long wanting to be with each other, right? So you need to understand that healthy and satisfying intimate life requires physical connection. You guys need to connect with each other, hugging, probably caressing or kissing and stuff like that, because these are important and helps you guys feel wanted by each other, you know.
these are important, very, very important to keep relationship going. And you should also be in the list of one of your goals, because they are important. And which brings us to spending good time together, because apart from the intimacy part, you guys need to also leverage on spending quality time together, spending quality time with your partners by probably engaging in one or two activities your partner loves, helps you build up on, and then helps your partner feel like you're interested in their lives, and helps you create that long lasting bond, right? You guys can probably go out, watch movies, go on dates and stuff like that. It makes the relationship really exciting. And you need to keep treating your partner like you just met her. That shit is... Oh, sorry, I'm not meant to say this kind of words on this platform. But then, you need to keep treating your partner like you just met them, because it helps them feel wanted and it helps them feel really important. And I'm sure you'll be happy that your partners feel important. Finally, you need to be there for your partner. You need to know when your partner is feeling down. You need to be able to comfort your partner. And you can do that by texting them. You can do that by like spending quality time. You can do that by comforting them emotionally, physically, or however you can. Because your partner needs to understand that you should be there through thick and thin. And if you can exercise the action, by being actionable with the fact that you can be there through thick and thin, I think it is something your partner would want, and it is something that can help you increase the bond of your relationship. And overall, all these things I've been trying to mention since money helps you build an ideal and a really good relationship between you and your partner. So guys, over the course of this podcast, I have not tried in any way to show you or tell you how you should build your relationship, but what I've been able to do is help you realize that oftentimes being in a bad relationship at least once in our lives helps us to understand a lot of things. Certain things, it's just like you going through a bad experience and then learning lessons from these experiences, right? So those are the same thing that bad relationships instills in us. It is the experience, it is the exposure, it is the key takeaways that we need to carry on to our next relationships and help us become even better individuals. So like I said, it is really important to be in bad relationships. And you also must understand that throughout the course of this podcast, I have also not tried to show you the ideal relationship you should be in. I have not tried to show you, okay, this is the kind of person you should be with or stuff like that. But instead, I try to help you identify what you should look out for, the fundamentals you should look out for. And by fundamentals, I talked about starting from yourself, knowing what you want and what you don't want, and looking at basic fundamental issues that would affect everybody's relationship, right? As a lady, I'm not telling you to go for the dark tall guys. I'm not telling you to go for the short, chubby guys, no. And as a guy, I'm not telling you to go for the guys with, or should I say the girls with the big bum or big breast. And as a, whatever sex you decide to choose for yourself, I'm not asking you to go for whatever it is you want to go for. But then, I just want to make you understand that no matter the relationship, no matter where you find yourself, just try to be a good partner to your partner, and in turn try to educate your partner on the importance of being a good partner to you too, because it is very important and it is something worth emulating, something worth emulating. So guys, we have come to the end of today's episode, and finally, we've recorded, and this episode is about, I think, 40 minutes. And I'm sure you guys will listen to the end. And if you listen to the end, I want you guys to listen to this song. This song I really like so much. I'm going to play it next. And I don't know, it's about love. So just listen to this song and, you know, vibe the vibe with me. Because I'm in the mood right now and I just want to relax and chill and listen to good love music and, you know, carry on with life. Until next time, see you guys.
I wanna talk about the things. I wanna talk about the things where they feel. I know they say what I know me. So if I tell you, say I like it, believe it. Yeah. You got me confused. I'm in the mood. In my shaka, what you want me? I got you. You got me confused. I'm in the mood. In my shaka, what you want me? I got you. Yeah. You got me a job. Position me and my conscience. I be that jazz when you're leaving me alone. I live for your heart, so I'll be your love. Position me on my coaches up. I be that judge when you're leaving me about. I live for your eyes when I open your door. I'm always on time. Send out only you, or the girls on the side. Do that you put you like send a porcupine. And I like your way, so I must say. You got me confused, I'm in the mood. In my shaka, what you want me, I got you. You got me confused, I'm in the mood. In my shaka, what you want me, I got you. Yeah. You got me a job.